Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, May 20th. What to know about the biggest aid package yet for Ukraine, and what President Biden is hoping to accomplish during his trip this week to Asia. Also, it'll likely become the strictest abortion ban in the country. We'll tell you where it's happening, who it impacts, and how it will be enforced. Plus, new data shows some states were undercounted by the 2020 census. Apple is expected to announce its first major new product category since the Apple Watch. We'll explain. And a TikTok star, thankful to her Uber driver, gives back in a big way. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. In a show of bipartisan support, Congress pledged billions more in funding for Ukraine, with the largest aid package so far. And President Biden says he will sign it. With that, Ukraine should get nearly $40 billion in military, economic, and humanitarian assistance to offset some of the costs of its war against Russia. That brings America's total contribution to roughly $54 billion in just over 2 months. Even though most lawmakers supported this latest measure, there were a handful who did not, because they say the U.S. shouldn't be spending so much when it has its own huge national debt to deal with. But supporters, like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, said, quote, anyone concerned about the cost of supporting a Ukrainian victory should consider the much larger cost should Ukraine lose. President Biden is on his first trip to Asia since becoming president. Advisors and analysts say the president is hoping to send a clear message to China. Don't even try to do what Russia did in Ukraine anywhere in Asia. Even though American intelligence has seen signs China is already planning to retake the self-governed island of Taiwan. Meanwhile, there's also tension brewing with North Korea. And some administration officials worry the North Korean government might use the occasion to test a nuclear weapon or intercontinental ballistic missile, just to remind everyone of their power while Biden is overseas. Still, the White House says it's prepared for anything. The president is planning to meet with several allies in South Korea and Japan. He's expected to support their efforts to beef up their military powers and perhaps collaborate on things like technology or supply chain solutions. Biden's trip is set to last through next Tuesday. Oklahoma state lawmakers passed a bill that, if the governor signs it, will become the strictest abortion law in the country. It bans the procedure at any stage of pregnancy, unless there's a medical emergency or if the pregnancy happened because of rape or incest that's been officially reported. And like the law in neighboring Texas, it would rely on private citizens to enforce it. Anyone would be able to bring a civil lawsuit against anyone who performs or helps someone get an abortion. But it's not clear what this means for in vitro fertilization, or IVF, since the bill says it takes effect as soon as an egg is fertilized. In vitro happens when eggs are fertilized in a lab first before being transferred into a woman's uterus, and many samples end up getting discarded. To be clear, IVF was not specifically mentioned in the bill one way or another, but that's one of the common concerns brought up by the bill's critics. Either way, if the lawsuits are successful, those who sue will get at least $10,000, legal fees, and damages for emotional distress. Oklahoma's governor has said he would sign any anti-abortion bill that crosses his desk. Assuming he does sign the measure into law, it will take effect immediately. Oklahoma is just one of several Republican-led states around the country that has been laying the groundwork to ban or heavily restrict abortion. They're expecting the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, that protected a woman's right to abortion for decades. If Supreme Court justices stick to their opinion laid out in that leaked draft earlier this month, that would leave the decision about allowing or banning abortions up to states. To be continued. Parts of the U.S. are set to get some pretty intense weather over the next couple of days. We're talking record heat, high winds, and even a major snowstorm. First up, extreme heat and drought is causing critical fire conditions. Several fires are burning in the Southwest, and people were ordered to evacuate yesterday in parts of Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico. Today, there are still red flag warnings up across 9 states from California to Texas and up into some of the High Plains states. Next up, a powerful cold front moves through the northern Rockies. So even though Denver, Colorado got temperatures around 90 degrees yesterday, it's expected to snow there by tonight. Not just flurries either, but up to 8 inches of snow. But that's a far cry from what most Americans are going to be dealing with this weekend. Forecasts say about 60% of the U.S. population will feel 90-degree heat or higher over the weekend. As many as 130 record-high temperatures for this time of year could be tied or broken in parts of 20 states. And that could happen today in places like Cleveland, Ohio, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, and Richmond, Virginia. Then more temperature records are expected to be broken tomorrow and Sunday in parts of the Northeast and New England, including Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hartford, Connecticut, and Burlington, Vermont. Stay tuned and stay cool. More news just ahead, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Pampers. Okay, parents, if you have an active baby or toddler like I do, then you know that means they're not just active at playtime, they're also active on the changing table, which is not so fun for us parents. That's just one of the reasons I am loving Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. Cruisers 360 Fit allows me to avoid trying to secure the diaper tape between kicks, and instead it's quick and easy to just pull them on my little wiggly one. Then it's super easy to remove them in seconds with easy tear sides. And the 360 gap-free fit is great for playtime as well. I love that it stretches around my baby's waist so there's no gapping, leaking, or falling off. Instead, my baby is free to play, feeling comfortable and dry. In fact, to keep baby skin healthy, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours. It lets us all sleep through the night. And little rashes here and there that we used to notice are not happening anymore. So buy in-store. Look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. A new report found the 2020 census did not count all 50 states' populations accurately. 14 states had significant miscounts. 6 were undercounted, like Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, and Texas. 8 were overcounted, like Hawaii, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, and Utah. This is based on a follow-up survey from the U.S. Census Bureau that is meant to check the quality of the latest census. Of course, the census is the questionnaire sent to every household every 10 years for a population count. And keep in mind, the results impact how much political representation and federal funding certain locations get. Now, despite these miscounts, the 2020 census results will not be adjusted. That said, the Bureau is studying whether this could help adjust annual population estimates, which also guide where some federal and state money goes. This follow-up survey did not try to figure out why some states were miscounted, but experts point to a variety of potential reasons. Those include COVID-19, extreme weather, political influences, efforts to promote the census, and more. Twitter is taking another step to try and stop the spread of misinformation, especially during times of crisis, like armed conflict, a public health emergency, or big natural disasters. To decide whether a tweet is misleading or false, Twitter says it'll lean on credible public sources like humanitarian organizations, open source investigators, journalists, and more. Then any tweets found to be problematic will have a warning notice, and all likes, retweets, and shares will be turned off. But people will still be able to view it and comment. Twitter says it'll start by focusing on the war in Ukraine and information that could be a big threat to people's safety. And the warnings will focus on viral posts from high-profile accounts. The platform says this policy will not apply to strong opinions and commentary or firsthand accounts of something. Now, if you're wondering about billionaire Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, since he's advocated for less content moderation, well, that deal is still on hold for now. If he does eventually take over the platform, though, policies like these may not last. Stay tuned. While Elon Musk's company SpaceX has already taken several NASA crews into orbit, aerospace giant Boeing is trying to catch up. So this week, it launched a test flight. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft lifted off yesterday and is heading for the International Space Station. There are no humans on board this one, but Boeing is hoping to prove to NASA that it can handle giving astronauts a ride. And this test flight is a sort of do-over, too, since in both 2019 and 2021, Boeing faced serious technical problems. This time around, it's off to a successful start, though the journey has not been without its problems. Two of four thrusters failed at one point, but the backups kicked in and the mission was not affected. Now we wait and see. If the rest of the trip goes well, NASA could choose to start sending astronauts on Boeing's Starliner by the end of this year. Apple's next major product category could launch soon. Bloomberg News says the company recently showed off its mixed reality headset to its board of directors. Mixed reality, meaning it's capable of both augmented reality that overlays images onto the real world and virtual reality that is totally immersive in a digital world. The new headset is said to have advanced processors and ultra-high resolution screens. Apple has also reportedly ramped up development for software that will run on the headset. That will include core iPhone apps, as well as some new apps meant for things like streaming immersive content and holding virtual meetings. So Bloomberg says all this suggests the product's big debut could be coming in the next few months. There are still a lot of questions about how much the headset will cost and exactly what it will do. So far, Apple has not made any official comment. Of course, the company is not the only big tech giant looking to release a mixed reality headset soon. Just last week, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg previewed his company's latest headset called Project Cambria. That's said to be similar to this Apple model. And Meta already sells a VR headset called Quest for $300. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. Why do flowers bloom? Why does it get warmer outside? Spring brings a lot of new curiosities and a chance for kids to connect with the world around them. KiwiCo embraces children's natural curiosity with their monthly science and art projects. I love that KiwiCo focuses on different STEAM topics. So that means science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And it can help spark a lifelong love of learning in kids. If you're at all worried your child might be too young or too old for these, don't be. KiwiCo has a subscription line for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers all the way to teens. Of course, grown-ups are welcome to join in on the fun as well, because remember, you are not having to actually spend any of the time researching, shopping, buying, or planning these hands-on projects. So you can just sit back and enjoy them alongside your child when they are delivered to your door every month. I really appreciate that part of it, along with the high-quality materials they use. So step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Feel Good Friday. One Uber driver went above and beyond to help a stranded woman. But what he didn't know at the time was she's a TikTok influencer, and she and her followers ended up paying him back in a big way. This all started when 23-year-old Becca Moore was in California for the Coachella Music Festival. She says she got robbed at a private party, and the thief took her phone, credit cards, and the keys to her rental car. So her hotel called her an Uber. That's when the driver, Raul Torres, showed up. He stopped driving for the day to help Moore out, all for free. He took her to the police station to report the robbery, the Sprint store to get a new phone, and even to Starbucks to help her calm down. Eventually, Torres told Moore both his daughter and his father were fighting cancer. Once she got home, Moore ended up starting a GoFundMe page for the family and shared it with her hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok. As of this morning, that page has racked up more than $250,000. Torres says the money will help his family cover outstanding medical bills. But even after the bills are paid, Torres and Moore plan to stay friends. Moore met his family on Mother's Day, and they met up at a cancer benefit more recently. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about summer travel. The Points Guy joins us to explain how to use your points, miles, and credit card perks in the best way, and a bunch of other helpful tips to make the most out of your vacation. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.